Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What Fresh Hell Is This? Perimenopause, Menopause, Other Indignities. And You by Heather Corinna is a nonfiction guide to perimenopause and menopause that blends medical information, practical self-care advice, humor, and personal perspective. Corinna, a sexual health educator and activist, writes from an explicitly inclusive and intersectional standpoint, addressing people who are often left out of mainstream menopause conversations, including queer, trans, non-binary, disabled, and working-class readers, as well as people of color. The book is not framed as a single, universal roadmap, because its central premise is that hormonal transition is highly variable and shaped by biology, access to care, stress, identity, and social conditions. Instead, it aims to clarify what may happen, challenge myths, and reduce confusion around a life stage that is often underexplained or stigmatized. Its purpose is both educational and corrective to make menopause more legible, less isolating, and less dominated by narrow or outdated assumptions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a menopause guide built around variability instead of a single normal experience. One of the book's most important ideas is that perimenopause and menopause do not unfold in the same way for everyone. Corinna repeatedly rejects the assumption that there is one standard pattern of symptoms, duration, or emotional response. That matters because much of the confusion around menopause comes from trying to compare one person's experience with another's, or from expecting a tidy sequence of events. The book instead explains the transition as a spectrum that can include hot flashes, sleep disruption, cycle changes, mood shifts, joint pain, and other symptoms in different combinations and intensities. By emphasizing variability, Corinna helps readers see that uncertainty is not a sign of failure or overreaction. This approach also has a practical value. It encourages people to observe their own bodies, track patterns, and seek medical support without assuming they must fit an official script. The result is a more realistic model of menopause, one that reduces self-doubt and makes room for both mild and difficult experiences. Secondly, intersectional inclusion for readers excluded from mainstream menopause writing. A defining strength of the book is its explicit attention to people who are often ignored in menopause resources. Corinna does not treat menopause as an experience only for cisgender, middle-class, white women. Instead, the book makes room for queer, trans, non-binary, disabled, and low-income readers, as well as people of color, and explains why that broader frame is necessary. This is not just a question of politeness or representation. It changes how the subject is understood, because hormonal transition is experienced within bodies and lives shaped by healthcare access, discrimination, stress, medication use, and social support. The book also helps correct the language problem in menopause writing by acknowledging that not everyone who experiences these changes identifies as a woman, and not every menopause text speaks to their reality. That inclusivity gives the book a wider use case. It works as a resource for individuals, but also for partners, health educators, and clinicians who want to understand the full range of people affected by these transitions. Thirdly, practical self-care that stays grounded in affordability and realism. The book does not present self-care as luxury wellness or as a polished lifestyle program. Instead, Corinna focuses on practical suggestions that are meant to be usable in ordinary life, including by readers with limited money, time, or access to specialist care. That distinction is important because perimenopause often arrives alongside work stress, caregiving duties, financial constraints, and uneven medical support. Advice that assumes expensive supplements, elaborate routines, or ideal circumstances would miss that reality. Corinna's approach is more modest, and therefore more credible. The book discusses ways to manage symptoms, improve comfort, and make informed decisions without implying that every problem can be solved through personal discipline alone. This realism also helps prevent shame. Readers are not told that proper management depends on optimizing every part of their life. They are instead given tools for coping within actual constraints. In a category where menopause advice can become either overly medicalized or overly commercial, this grounded style makes the book unusually practical and trustworthy. Fourthly, medical clarity paired with myth-busting and cultural critique. Another major dimension of the book is its effort to separate reliable information from long-standing misinformation. Corinna explains common symptoms and treatment options, while also challenging the cultural habits that keep menopause obscure or embarrassing. The book suggests that ignorance about menopause is not accidental. It is tied to broader patterns of neglect in reproductive health, especially when those patterns are filtered through patriarchy and racism. This gives the text more force than a conventional wellness guide. It is not only saying what menopause is, but also asking why so many people reach this stage with so little accurate information. The myth-busting matters because false beliefs often shape how symptoms are interpreted. People may dismiss changes as stress, aging, or personal weakness when they deserve attention and care. By combining plain language explanation with critique of the social conditions surrounding menopause knowledge, the book helps readers understand both the biology and the politics of the subject. That dual focus is one of its most distinctive features. Lastly, humor and lived voice as tools for making an intimidating topic readable, Corinna's tone is a central part of the book's effectiveness. Rather than writing in a distant clinical voice, they use humor, directness, and a conversational style that makes an awkward subject easier to approach. That tone matters because menopause is often surrounded by embarrassment, euphemism, and silence, which can make even basic information feel difficult to absorb. The book's wit does more than entertain. It lowers the emotional barrier to learning, which is especially useful for readers who may already feel anxious about bodily changes or medical uncertainty. At the same time, the humor is not used to minimize the seriousness of symptoms. It coexists with honesty about discomfort, fatigue, frustration, and emotional strain. This balance gives the book a distinctive texture. It is serious without being stiff and candid without becoming bleak. For readers who have found menopause books either too sterile or too self-help oriented, this voice makes the subject feel more human and less isolating. That is a real functional advantage, not just a stylistic one. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who are approaching perimenopause, already in the middle of it, or supporting someone who is. It will also be useful for health educators, therapists, social workers, and clinicians who want a better sense of how menopause is discussed outside narrow biomedical framing. Its practical benefit is straightforward. It helps readers identify symptoms, question misinformation, and think more clearly about care options without assuming a one-size-fits-all experience. Its intellectual value is equally strong because it shows how menopause is shaped by gender, race, class, disability, and access to healthcare, not just by hormones. Compared with many books in the category, it stands out for being both inclusive and unafraid to be blunt. Some menopause guides are highly clinical, while others lean heavily into lifestyle branding or prescriptive wellness culture. Corinna takes a different route by combining accessibility, skepticism, and empathy. That makes the book especially valuable for people who want information that feels accurate, humane, and socially aware, rather than narrowly technical or sentimentally reassuring. If you would like to support Heather Corinna, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.